The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, before we get into the episode of Coffee and Chill, just want to give Gamer Saloon a shout out, the sponsor of today's episode. If you are looking to get into competitive gaming and looking for some wager matches in really any game you play, especially NHL, check out gamersaloon.com. Link is down below. Enjoy the episode, guys. Hey guys, welcome into episode 56 of Coffee and Chill. I'm your host, Sleeves, joined by my two co-hosts as always, Padre and Kesso. Today we are going to talk about the gameplay meta in NHL 23. This is a Kesso request, so it's going to be a heavy Kesso episode. But before we get into the games, we always talk about our lives because, man, they're super interesting.
Oh, yeah.
So, Padre, what have you been doing the last couple days?
Not a ton this weekend. We got all of our Christmas stuff finally done. Like, we got our lights put up outside. Just like around the bushes and all that stuff. We actually have a company put up our lights on the roof. It's just too scary for me to get up there now. Like it's just not worth it. Like, we got a 2-story house now. Our old house was a ranch. So it's just, I don't know. I'm not getting, it's too steep. And, I don't know.
You're not going to do the Clark Griswold mode up there. You're not going to get up there and do everything.
No, I did it the old house. If this house wasn't so like steep at the roof, I would do it, but it's just a little bit too much. But yeah, we did that. And then, just kind of hung out and, went out to dinner a few times, like my forte right there. You guys always give me grief about that.
I love going out for dinner.
Nothing like a good dinner.
I called you earlier. We were talking in Discord, and you're, like, talking about wings and stuff the whole time. And
yeah.
Like,
cause
you're,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Anytime I talk to you, you're, like, mid-order on, like, someplace. Yeah.
This is a good topic real quick. So, like, me and Kessler were talking about this earlier, and you were fixing your internet sleazy when you popped in, but people that give people grief about getting boneless wings, and I know I'm probably going to get some flack in the comments. I like boneless wings. I don't mind.
Same.
I don't mind bone in. My thing with the boneless wings, me and Kesso agree on this, is your fingers just get all dirty. And I'm like, okay, it sounds like prissy. I get it. But it's just like annoying. It's just easier to eat. And we were just talking about how there was a place around my house that charges for like 12 wings, like $19. And I was like, Buffalo Wild Wings, you can get them for like, you can get like 10 wings for like $12 or something. I was like, what in the world is going on? We were just like talking about it, and I was saying, and we were talking about the wing snobs and how they always give people grief about boneless wings. I like boneless wings. I don't know, but
I love them.
Like, dude, like they're just like, they're differently dressed chicken nuggets.
Yeah, and it's great. And it's like they're fried really good.
Like
they're clean. Yeah, yes. That's what it is, dude. You got to eat them off the bone.
It's the grill guys that are like, oh, I know how to grill better than everybody. Or like, you know, like, this is how you eat a steak. You know what I mean? Those kind of guys.
I'm, are you guys into spicy food?
Yeah, I love spicy.
Yeah.
Okay, this is wild to me because I don't know. I've never been big on it, but my wife is obsessed with spicy food.
Okay.
And like, we'll go out of her way to get like the spiciest things and somehow enjoys it. But then I'll watch her like sit there in physical pain. And I'm just like, this isn't like a preference thing. I mean, I feel like you're either born with it or you're not.
Yeah.
Because like that's a taste that like is not enjoyable to me. The only thing I get out of it is annoyance.
No, I love it. Like, it's like a rush almost. So like before, this is like 10, 11 years ago, before like all the crazy ghost pepper stuff, like Quaker Steak and Lube. Do you guys have those?
I do.
Where you're at? It's like a wing place. They had like this triple atomic challenge. And it's like at the time it was like the hottest wing that you could get. And I did that twice. Okay. And I remember like I did that and like my face was red, like inflamed. Like it was so painful. Like the bathroom, like for 2 days after was like the most painful thing. But in general, like I put hot sauce on like almost everything. Like I just enjoy it. Like
that's me.
Like it is what it is. Like sometimes like finding a good hot sauce isn't even about the taste. if it's just you can add like the spice to like food that doesn't have it.
When I lost all my weight, I didn't like hot sauce, but because I was like so hardcore into what I was eating, a lot of it didn't have a lot of taste. So I was putting like, I legitimately like Frank's, like put it on everything. Like I put it on eggs.
Yeah.
I was putting it on, yeah, like I was putting it on chicken, like everything. And I wasn't, so I get that. It does offer something else, but yeah, I mean, I can't, dude, like we had a charcuterie board the other night and my wife literally had jalapenos and she was just chewing them. And I'm just like, what in the world? And I could see her like shiver. Like, I'm like, what? I'm like, how are you? Like, how is this good? Like, I don't get it.
I love jalapenos. I think I'm not like Kessa where I can do the challenges. I just don't have the balls to do it. And it's more just, I don't want to suffer because I know I'm going to suffer. I like a nice spicy, you know, Mexican food, you know, something like that. It has a nice little bite to it. And I mean, just, it has a good taste. It has to be spicy, but have a good taste. I can't just eat like just straight, just like disgusting spiciness. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Anyways, yeah, I don't know. whole other podcast for this one.
Yeah. I always love starting in all of these because we always go on a tangent.
Yeah.
I want to hear, yeah, we need to hear, are boneless chicken wings like acceptable or are you a chicken wing elitist in the chat or in the comment section? We need to know. All right. So let's get into Hockey Ultimate Team a little bit here before we talk about the gameplay. And now that we're about six weeks into the game,
yeah,
it feels like longer than that. Ugh.
Only another 40 to go.
Yeah, it's all good, man. We only got like another like 10 months. Yeah, so we got week 2 of the Milestones event. Much better, I think, in terms of the player choices. And some of the cards I think are a little bit more viable. So we got Kucherov with Elite Edges, we got Solani with Close Quarters, we've got Green.
I actually really like that pick, like somebody that like was a kid during that, like the Capitals when they were like winning the President's Trophy like multiple times.
I think
he was sick, like that
the red goal season.
Yeah.
Is very like, I remember that, and I believe that was the same year that Washington was at like their peak, and this is the season where they like rattled off like just like 15 wins, and they were insane. I think they got knocked out in the first round.
It was either that or they lost to the Canadians. Was that the year?
Maybe. Oh, maybe that was the Halak year.
Yeah, that might have been that year.
It was in that same thing. They were just like, it was exactly like the Sharks.
Yeah.
So long. Washington was very similar to that. But yeah, I remember Green, I think it was his 30 goal. Yeah, and he scored 8 games in a row. And I can remember being at work. And I don't know why I have this vivid memory. Like, I remember driving to work, like, watching, like, the replay or, like, having the replay up. And I'm just like, I don't know. Anyways, that was a good memory. So I like that. That was a good one. I think they shoehorned OEL. I think they really shoehorned OEL.
He was week one, right?
Yeah.
Who was the lady pick, the female?
Hirakoski, which makes sense.
What was her moment? Or what was the...
Oh, the moment? I actually didn't take a look at the milestone.
Okay. Oh, that's Milestone. Yeah, Milestone. Sorry, yeah, I forget. Milestone. Yeah.
75 games played, all-time leader.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. She was not... She didn't just go into the Hockey Hall of Fame, right? That was somebody else.
No, she didn't. I don't think so.
It was a Finnish woman. I need to... Padre, look that up. She just got inducted in the Hall of Fame this year. Anyways, so here's... Okay, 5'5" defenseman. Right off the rip, it's like, no. But she got, I believe, shut down, quick pick, and stick him up.
I think stick him up and shut down kind of like cannibalize each other.
Kind of a little bit. Yeah. It's a little over the top.
You like that use of that word, cannibalize each other? Sound a little intelligent there.
That was a good one. All of her abilities. Like if you put a blindfold over like the height and weight, like all of her stats, everything are phenomenal. Like very, very good. So I wanted to try her out. I couldn't because the only one up in the market was like 500K, and that's just not happening. I had a couple people in my Discord, though. It's the bumping in your own zone. Because I find it very difficult. We're going to talk about this in the meta. I find it very difficult to get the puck back a lot of the times in your own zone without just waiting for a turnover or forcing a bad wrap attempt. So without someone... Like, you don't need massive monster guys yet, I don't think, but she's not bumping anyone off the puck. I think she really needed truculence.
So, what I would want to see with these, like, female players, I wish they had their actual height, because, like, I know a lot of them, there are some, like, I think there was, like, a 4'11" player, but, like, 5'1", and they bumped them up to, like, 5'5", 5'6", like, most of them you'll see listed. I want to see what, like, a 5-foot player would be like, and how, like, would there be, like, some crazy advantage or something? Like, are they going to, like, miss hits?
I'm almost positive in sixes the meta was to use the smallest player available because they just like zipped around and like could not be hit. Like it was like a, You know, and maybe we'll start to see that, you know, as we get along here. But yeah, it's unfortunate. I hate that this happened last year when they introduced X-Factors. Was this last year? I
feel like X-Factors have been it was last year.
Freeze.
Yep.
Truculence saved a lot of the smaller defensemen as the year went along, because what ends up happening is just like all the big guys' speed catches up to the small guys and they lose their advantage. But then when you put small guys that have truculence on it and it puts it on an even playing field, I would have liked to see truculence on her. Because yeah, like the 5'11 is just very tough to use. I think everything else is really fun though. Like you can rip around like Makar, and if you're good at Pochecks, like I don't see. But the other thing that no one takes into account is that the stick length. There's a reason why Zidane with Chara's card is always so dominant. It's because he's 6'9", his reach is almost 7 feet. So like you're covering half of the zone with him. Like whereas the smaller players, it's not just that they can't bump people off the puck, it's that their stick length is their range of abilities is much smaller. So but yeah, so Kucherov, elite edges. I think the only knock on him is that Teravainen we got for free. He has elite edges, very similar in size, very similar everything else, so he's free. And base McDavid is like under 100k now. You're starting to see the crash of base cards. So like if you had those two cards for basically 100,000, I just don't see the need, right? Like that you probably don't need to get Kucherov. But he does look very good, and I played against him quite a bit. He looks really strong. Solani, mixed reviews. Like
really,
everyone was worried about his endurance. I don't really notice that. People were saying it's knocked off the puck really easy. But I hold forehand and backhand like the whole time in the zone. I didn't find him getting knocked off the puck very easily. I found him very good. Again, I think that there's other cards that like on the top and like McKinnon and those guys that kind of outpace him a little bit, but still a very strong option. And then Mike Green, I used on the no money spent team. I love elite edges on defensemen. I did that that tier list at the end of last year of all the X factors with Regs after he won the GWC, and he was like elite edges defensively is like one of the best abilities. And I was like, how? Like I'm like I don't understand, why would you want elite edges on a defenseman, because you're not really carrying the puck a ton with him. You know, and he was like, you can cut left and right as fast as your reaction is way faster. And I've noticed it, like when you have elite edges on, you can, and you skate with them. So like, you're not like skating backwards, right? Like you turn around and you're skating with them, which is kind of lame because that's not how you play hockey.
Yeah.
But your ability to stick with them. So if they make a cut left or right with elite edges on, even if you don't have the puck, you are able to do it really.
So quickly. It's active even when you don't have the puck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an idiot for not knowing that. I can't believe that.
Yeah. That, and like I wasn't aware of that either. So yeah. Like I was like, oh my goodness. So I overlooked it. So Mike Green has it, and I notice anyone with elite edges, because the left and right, like it's very, very quick. Like Pasternak, remember we talked about him. I got him in my starter pack, my no money spent team. I upgraded him and I've been using him. His shot and speed are phenomenal. But yeah, like I left and right and cut a lot, and like it's very noticeable because I have Barzal, who has gold elite edges and like 95 agility or whatever, right? So, but anyways, yeah, a much better week, and I like the milestone event. The only thing I think they missed on was we talked about Teravainen being a free MSP. I think we talked about this last week. Like they should have brought him back the duo. I want to see that almost every event.
Yeah,
one card from an old event.
Don't do that, because then Padre, you're going to be complaining, right?
You'll be upset. Oh, they're rehashing the whole event. No. Just one card, and I don't think you should give it up for free. I think that you run into an issue where everyone is the exact same team.
Yes.
But
like MLB.
You know, maybe make like the milestone thing where it's very hard to get.
Yeah.
But it gives you something to grind for. But yeah, like I would love to see the duo, like dynamic duo Sedins for 20.
Yeah,
that would have been, that just would have fit really well. I think that was a bit of a miss, but
I
hope they bring that back to the next event.
Real quick, it was Rika Salonen, I think. Yeah, that's her name. That was her name. But real quick, on the MSPs, and this is going to be, like, this is nothing to be sexist or misogynistic. I just feel like I talked to EA Hawk about this, and I would love to see the numbers of how many people made her
cost.
Yeah, I would love to see comparison to the others. And that's fine. I get it, the height and all this. I just wish they would use that as almost like a player item. That way they give everybody, like, one more. If every week, 3 out of the 4 MSPs for every weekend are, you know, 3, you know, men and then 1 woman. Like, I get like what they're trying to do, but I almost rather there was no player items of women at all. Like at all. Not yet, at least.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're
so
saying that there's MSPs, but there's no,
right. So it's like, I rather, and I'm not, if no one's going to make it because of how the game plays, the meta, the size and all this stuff. It's like, I wish they give us like one more like, I don't give the women the MSP. I know it's like I said, I'm not trying to sound like sexist or misogynistic, but you
that's
know, just
exactly
maybe...
how I'm taking it out. So I'm just
well, it's just like no one's gonna use it, so it's like give us something where like we can have another guy to maybe make, right? Because
or like if they don't do that, yeah. then give us like a free card that's a woman to kind of get
that's
us
fine,
to
yeah.
more.
Like,
right?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Because like Poulin, like to be real, Poulin is a phenomenal card.
Right.
I don't know if you guys have, but I noticed like I.
But
hate when
would you make her like? Let's pretend you could make an extra.
I
like,
wouldn't. No.
Okay, so yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like over three of the guys, and like, would you rather have another? You know, usable NHLer or whoever, like, I don't know, whatever, over her. You know, that's what I'm saying? So it's just like, I feel like it's kind of like a waste of like a MSP
no,
spot.
No, it's funny, Padre, because it's a touchy subject and I totally get what you're saying and you're trying to, I 100. Or,
I hate that it's a touchy
yeah,
subject.
Yeah, I hate that it is, yeah. but like, yeah. I get it and I don't like that they're only making them MSPs. I didn't even notice that until you said that.
Yeah, I didn't think of that either.
Yeah.
yeah.
Make some of them player items. Yeah.
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 There's no reason why they can't do a player. I mean, I don't know if Riga Salonen is in the game, but that would have been a, you know, give her a player item card. But here's the thing. Like if it is clearly they're not being made, and we don't know this, they might be being made. I have no idea.
I'm just guessing.
We're just guessing, right? And again, we speak for like the Division I guys. Like we're at the top of like, you know what I mean? Which is a complete, I've said this a ton too. We're playing a different game.
True.
It sucks.
Dino Christo's yeah, probably so, made, like I'm assuming she's made
yeah,
now. She's
Dino
playing,
Christo's
which
yeah,
is great for,
good. Yeah,
which is good
yeah.
for, yeah.
Yeah.
If that's the case, give them Truculence. It sucks, and it's like, you know what I mean? But, like, at least that counterbalances the
what if the issue. What if here the female players, the cost for their X-Factor points were half?
No way. Bad look. Terrible.
yeah, bad look.
Think? There's no way. Like, if you came out and said, hey, yeah, you can make – there's no way that would be.
No, but, like, so, like – why though? Because like you're trying. It's not even.
We're thinking
in terms of the meta. I get it. Yeah, and that's all I'm speaking on.
Right.
Yeah, I guess that would be a bad look. That's why I don't work for EA.
A lot of the audience, you know, there's one percenters that are listen as well. But I'm sure there's guys that are in like division. If you are in division 3 and below, do you have any interest in making any of the female cards that come out? And let us know why.
Right.
And that's not a knock on them. We're generally curious because I think that like. This year, they're making a big focus on it, and I think that's fine. That's where they, you know,
yeah.
I don't think that's wrong. And something that, like, I've said since it got announced is that, like, people overlook, like, the women being added into the game. The one thing that no one realizes is that you know them now.
That
like,
is true.
You
know
what I mean? Like,
so many
I have
more
no...
now than I did before.
Exactly.
The only one I really knew was, like, and is because I was ignorant, was Sarah Nurse because she did the Lazarus shootout tournament, and she was awesome.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So
like there was a like you wouldn't realize all the guys that like laugh about why the women are added in the game and whatnot when the women's like Olympic tournament comes out or the World Cup like you'll actually know 60% of them as opposed to just like blindly following the country or whatever. So I do think that it has done its purpose and like its job
sure.
and kind of promoted them well. But yeah, like in terms of like, the gameplay and how the game is gone, I would love to see the numbers on how many are making them and if it's really low, add more player items in. Because I think that's a good point. And let us know in the comment section, Division 3 and below in Rivals.
Yeah.
Let us know if you're making them and if you have any interest and what you would need to change. Because yeah, again, like you're playing a different game than we are, which is unfortunate.
And you could still like make her like, so you have to take her from an 84 to an 89 too. So it's still like the cost is still the same, right?
It's the same.
And
it's the same.
You could still give her a player item and make her an 89 or an 88 or an 87. Like you could still give her a good card and other women too. Like I'm not just saying her, but I just feel like as an MSP, we only get 4 a week. You know, in the first week, you know, it was Hillary Knight, and then the second week it was her. So it's like, I don't know if we're going to do this all year where it's three, you know.
I would guess.
Yeah.
I'd almost.
Hey,
I'd
like
almost,
I said, whatever guess. We're, I mean, it is what it is. I'm just saying, like, I just feel like most people probably didn't make it. I'm just guessing.
Probably no. Yeah. I really wanted to try her out because, like her, like I said, if you hid the height, right, and that is the prototype defenseman card you'd want, and maybe with Truculence too. But even not like just like the stick them up and quick pick, like those are great abilities. But yeah, it's
I'm gonna try one of these out. I think I haven't used any this year.
I've used I used a couple like I said, Poulin is a phenomenal card. Like the free one because everyone took Marie-Philippe Poulin in the pre-order and phenomenal card. And same with Kendall Coin. I used Kendall Coin for a while in the God Squad. Just tried her out because there was people that you could just straight line.
Yeah,
and she's really effective at that. And it'll be. The problem is, man, is how the game progresses. Hockey Ultimate Team has a very big issue with the way that it progresses. All Ultimate Teams do. And until they go to a build system, we're going to have the same situation. Because all the women cards in-game are going to put you at a significant disadvantage in terms of gameplay. Right? And not a lot of everyone cares about that. Because if you play squad battles, which we'll talk about in a little bit, you know, it's not, you don't need to worry about that, really. Yeah. Right? Because you can use whoever you want. But if you're in Division 1 and 2, like, and you're playing Hut Champs every weekend, like, you're putting yourself at a competitive disadvantage. Which is tough, right? So, with that being said, let's talk. Give me a milestone. Give me a random milestone that you can think of that you'd love to see as an MSP.
Give me Crosby's 25 game point streak.
Jonathan Chichu's 56 goals.
Is that a milestone? No, it's amazing, but does that count as a milestone?
I see what you're saying. That'd be an award.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess 50 goals would be a milestone.
Yeah, but, I don't know.
Okay, yeah, okay.
That would be sick, though, because Chichu needs a card.
I wish he would just resign.
Yeah.
He was at San Jose. He was at Doug Wilson's retirement ceremony.
Audrey, you got to do Grant Fuhrer played, 79 games in one season with the Blues, I think, that one year.
I wouldn't mind. That'd be pretty cool.
God.
A Grant Fuhrer card.
That was so weird. Goalies used to play like 75 games in a season. Now yeah, they really...
I remember Nabokov, when they won the President's Trophy, had 65. He had. There was a couple seasons where it was like every season, the win record got broke.
Yeah, because like Luongo was doing in the 70s.
Luongo, like, yeah. I think Nabokov had it, and then the very next year, or even that same season, Luongo passed him when he was in Vancouver, and it was just nuts because they were just playing so many games, and that's such a foreign thing now. You don't see any goaltender getting more than 65, 70, like 70 would be insane.
Yeah,
now
he's on the game, but it'd be funny if like gave like a Tiger Williams. All-time penalty minutes leader or something goofy like that.
Rick Tocchet? Yeah. Like 1,000, you know what I mean? That'd be a good one. Yeah. I'd love to see a Joe Thornton one for 100 penalty minutes and 100 points.
That's pretty cool.
That would have been like a pretty sick one. But all right, guys, let's talk about the meta.
Let's talk about it. I'm annoyed. I you know, played Hot Champs this weekend.
Bring it up.
At the top level, it's extremely boring. So here's a few reasons why. The wraparound's extremely effective this year. I have no problem, and by the wraparound, I mean like the quick wrap where you hold in like A button or do L2 to pivot a little bit. It works a lot. Why that's annoying is because not a lot of other things work, right? Like actual good hockey plays generally don't work, especially against Markstrom. So all the Division I players, all the players that get 15 plus wins in Hot Champs, that's all they go for. No problem beating people like this. I match up with them. I usually stop it or whatever. Leads to a very boring experience. The straight lines with fast players, I sound like I'm 50 years old now. You poke people.
You've aged very quickly in the last 2 months.
The loose pucks around the net, right? So, like, not even just the straight lines.
Yeah.
Bro, they go
People running behind the net that just go for the same two plays. Easy to stop, but even when you stop it, so many loose pucks. I poke the puck, it goes back to the guy 20 times, my guy doesn't pick it up. The net physics around the net, like with the puck where it gets stuck, awful. And I can't stand it right now because it's like, I refuse to play the meta usually, like especially recently, because I just don't find it fun. So like, I'm just going for rebounds and deflections or like Michigan attempts.
I have so much fun with that.
Yeah, and I have fun playing that way.
Padre hates it. We're going to have a nice discussion.
What, Michigan? I think it's so sick.
No. The turds?
I mean, it is what it is. Me and Junior Pence, I wish I could have recorded this for you guys so you would have died. 7-6.
Watch it.
7-6 final. Gren was in there laughing his butt off. Probably 4 rebounds, probably 2 wraps, probably 5 tip-ins. I mean, it was a gong show, an absolute gong show. And Kesso, to your point, why do we go from every single, I mean, there's a lot of things I don't understand how we go from like something working last year to nothing working this year. But why do we go from every goalie interference almost being called to like almost like 2 out of 10 now being called?
I haven't noticed that yet.
Well, I just mean like that stuff like around the crease, like the conjumbled mess, what you guys are talking about, that like stuff like that last year, if you were like, you know, crashing in the goalie, it's all like a mess around the net, and then all of a sudden you score. A lot
it's
of times
it's usually called off. So like when that happens too, like I noticed this year, the goalies go to cover the puck, And they miss it so many times in the like either they hit it in or like your own guy hits it in, right? So like that just leads back to the meta discussion, right? Behind the net, people just doing the same two plays. Eventually they're gonna get an ugly goal that's not deserved at all. And it's so infuriating to see. And like once they made goalies make those desperation saves now this year, like with the extra 300 animations that were already in the game, like that forced all the stuff that was like kind of in the middle or like good plays. Now it just forced everything towards closer to the net to where you can actually score. And I think it just pushed the meta more towards sleeves. We were talking about this before. The sixes meta, where it's forcing really in tight plays that maybe aren't the cleanest, just hoping for a bounce, right? Like this is not a shot at all at sixes. These players are probably better than I ever was at sixes to play right now. I watched a little bit of I think the Caps team played the Isles team. Amazing players. A lot of those guys play 1v1. And it was going for like the same 2 to 3 plays and just waiting for one of them to hit. And that's what like versus and like Hut is right now. And it's like just so, so boring to me.
So, this week, because you know, but like, so there was someone, a newer developer that took over for gameplay this year. And he has a vision and an idea of what he wants gameplay to be like. And I think this year we're seeing like the implementation of some of the changes. And that's why I think why it's so jarring. But the main goal is to make the game feel similar on all modes, which sounds so dumb when you think about it. Because like, why is that not already a thing?
Yeah.
Right? Because Sixes plays a completely different game than what Versus and Hut does. And it has for like a decade. And those teams basically work separately, right? Like they're not in tandem. What's happening now is that you're getting a uniformed gameplay across all modes, and with that knowledge, and if you I've covered like esports like more than anyone else in the last like 4 years, and of all the Sixes events I can pick up on, like, so much like what you were talking about, you watched the Isles and the Caps teams play, right?
Yeah.
Which are two of the best teams.
Dude, yeah. And they're sick, dude. They're sick. Like, dude, it's like Regs and Polgs and stuff playing.
It's
like,
nuts.
It's insane how many good players are on those teams. Yeah.
So when you watch those plays over and over again, there's it's the cuts, which is why I think Elite Edge is insane this year and Unstoppable Force, just because of those work so well in Sixes. But the goaltenders, that is the most visually, you know, jarring one, is because they added in the goalie animations from Sixes, that the 5 or 6 human animations that they can make, they put those in, and which doesn't seem like a lot, but that's how you're getting those insane one-timer saves, is because the animation where they lie on their stomach and the glove is up and whatever, and they can make those saves. But what I think is happening is that when the puck is within the crease or about a foot or two away, what you were talking about, how it's like loose pucks in front of the net, it's like they're not going into the butterfly.
No, so you said that, right? And I can think of a specific example that happened to me. This guy passed the puck from the bottom of the circle towards the net, and my goalie did the animation like where you go to slide to the other post, hold an R2 if you're playing goalie, but you stand up. And it was like he was almost playing the puck, but it just went cleanly into the net, and like he wasn't a physical object. And it was
it's clean.
It's awful. Yet. It's awful.
Like, so I think that's what's happening, is that they now play like they would in Sixes, but it's not a clean like fusion of like what the AI does and all of that. And I think that's why you're starting to see a lot of that, because if you think about like zone entries now, making one cut is like the play, when you know what I mean, like I'm talking about, so if you have a user defender and you get across the blue line, you make one cut left or right, and that's usually like enough to like break in, and you see that a ton in Sixes.
Yeah. The Sixes, you know, seem faster to you, by the way?
I haven't played it.
No, yet. I mean like watching it. I know you've watched a little bit, right?
Not it's tough because everyone's the same.
Yeah. Right? Maybe it's like, because they're all like small builds and like quick builds.
You use a lot of small builds, and this year has definitely been the so far, and Huddle change, and this is what always happens, but this has definitely been the year where in HUD, at least, smaller guys have been the easily the most viable they've ever been. Like I said, it's Johnny Gaudreau's spotlight card, or any small player that has Elite Edges is very usable with how it's playing. The one thing that I'm really getting annoyed by is, and again, I think this is something to do with Sixes, and if you play a lot of Sixes, let me know, right? Because I don't play a lot of Sixes anymore. I just watch it at the highest level, and that's, again, you're almost playing a different game when you get to that level. But when you're within stick's length of someone and you poke check, it's like it's not hitting the puck, and there's literally this dead zone where you can't bump them, and when you go to poke check, you like can't get the puck. So you poke check, and they make the poke check animation, but they just like the player with the puck just ignores it. And you can't stick lift because it's an automatic penalty. And I don't know if anyone else is noticing that, but that's like the one thing in sixes where, like, defensively, I find that the game is to just straight line, or like, because you're very rarely can you knock the puck off and keep it knocked off? Because how many times have you guys poke checked the puck away and it just goes a little bit further and they just immediately get it back?
Yeah, and sometimes it's like the worst thing to actually even poke. Like, even like last year, like, I haven't changed how I play defense. It's still the same because people still do the same stuff. It's like you poke it, it goes back to the guy, and it's almost like they get the advantage because they're still gaining speed. And whenever you poke, you lose that speed. Like, you know, you get hit on the speed, which is fine. But, like, good defensive plays just aren't rewarded.
Can I mention something real quick about the wrap, too? In previous years, and this is not a knock on Pistol Pete over there, but this is the thing about Ben is, with Ben, like, you could talk to him, like, this is fine. Like, maybe he'll, you know, change over time, or somebody, that other developers, who knows. But like with the wrap, right? Me and Kesso, and I know you have Sleazy, like for years, we've been doing different wrap glitches. There's been so many iterations of a leg kick wrap. I mean, Kesso and Josh Reales is like the most notorious story ever. Like, they were hitting wrap glitches galore before they went to Washington, and then they patch it the day before they show up, and then they get screwed over. But there's always been wraps in the game, and I feel like last year was like the first year there really wasn't like a wrap, honestly. And Ben was very like hard about like patching that type of thing. This year with this wrap, the only thing that I have an issue with is it's so easy to do. Now, to hit it every time, I don't even hit it every time. But I hit it a decent amount of times, but it's like so easy to learn because it's like an auto-generated animation. Mm-hmm. I wish, like, if they're going to make it an auto-generated, like, or an auto-animation, make it like a big loop instead of just like a tight wrap. You know what
I'm
saying?
You mean like a Stephon Matteau overtime?
Yeah, exactly. Like, just make it... So then it won't work. If you make it so the guy like cuts like really wide, the animation, it won't work because it's so tight and the goalies can't get over quick enough. It's almost physically impossible without falling down to tuck a puck like that on your backhand. I mean, you might be one of the greatest players ever to do that. Yeah. I saw Pavel Buchnevich, Charles Ferris's favorite player, catch a puck off the wall this 2 or 3 days ago when the Blues played, and he did it on his forehand. Johnny Gaudreau did it earlier this year on his forehand. Doing it on your forehand is much easier because you have like the power going with you, and you have to have elite edges to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Literally. I just wish in this game they wouldn't make it so easy to do it because anybody can do it. Just because all you gotta do is just push up and it's just it'll
yeah. So one thing I do want to add though that's interesting that you said that. I think whenever Ben was the gameplay guy, right? We saw a lot of like mid-year patches. We also saw like band-aids when that stuff happened, right? So you were saying if the animation was longer. We had stuff like that to where they would kind of make things less effective by putting in like a choppy animation. The one year there was a wraparound that was that long animation where you're like kind of like by the trapezoid and they would do a slow wrap and it would go 5-0 every time. Yes. They kind of put that in.
The Geimer goal.
The Geimer one was awful, right? But like that they put the stuff worst. In to make like things less effective. And I think it kind of hampered some other things. Like, for this, I don't know if I would mind it, I don't know.
I can give you, like, my, like reasoning as to why. So, again, new gameplay developer, new philosophy, and they're really, with how, I don't want to say poorly, how little time they had to make 23, people say that think they have a year. In the current dev cycle, all sports games, guys, developers that for a sports video game have about 12 weeks. To implement new stuff and put it in the game. That is just, you're never going to see a significant improvement year over year in any sports game until that's fixed. But what I think is happening now is like, if they go back and patch stuff for 23, okay? They go back and patch stuff, they're pulling whoever they have for those 12 weeks off of 24.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that with what's happened this year, about this year there was nothing. If we really think about what was added to the game, it was very, very minimal because all of it had to go into crossplay, and you know, and the mission and like the lacrosse flip play that you never see, and the diving, like that all took time and that didn't hit. Crossplay will, but the other stuff like that didn't hit. And this other, like, so I don't see how they're going to be able to take people off. And the issue is like, I remember, because everyone says, like, you know, we need this stuff patched. And while I agree, this one is really rough. Like, it's not enjoyable. You can't, what I do now is I won't do it unless someone does it to me.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, nobody really scored. Like, I think I've been scored on it, like, 2 to 3 times maybe. That's over a lot of games.
I've been real zoned out. Because it's kind of, like, very telegraphed. Yeah. And it is easy to defend. But, you know, I think it was NHL 20, the year where everyone complained that the beta was like was the best. And this is in Hockey Ultimate Team. And everyone complained. And they re-rolled it back to the beta. And it was awful. Like, it was, they, you know what I mean? They did like multiple patches and everything like that. They put it back to the beta. And I think the issue is that not only does the meta get flushed out in every video game, because we play it, we're hyper fixated. This is not how a video game should be, a yearly video game should be played. It shouldn't be 100 hours in a week. It should be 100 hours in a game cycle.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, so what ends up happening is people find the path of least resistance, and then the overalls go up. Like, no one realizes that. I feel like it's just something that is always overlooked.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, when goals start going in more because they didn't at the start of the year, it's like shot totals weren't in the 90s on the majority of these players, right? That's why at the beginning of the year, team builders were like unbelievable because all of their shots went in and they could pick corners. It's like, yeah, of course they could. They had 90 accuracy and everyone's goaltender was like 83 overall, right? And I just don't think that's taken into account enough. And this is a bigger issue because that needs to be addressed. That's not an excuse. They need to figure out a way to keep the game somewhat at a decent level while allowing progression. And the only way you do that is with a build system. So until they do that, it is really just, this is always going to be an issue. The game fundamentally changes by a considerable amount, maybe more than any other sports game when it comes to Ultimate Team.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Does hockey get affected?
I mean, it's already been a month, right? And you already see people like, oh, what tuners or patches or whatever have changed the gameplay? I don't think anything's changed since the game was released.
It's just overalls, man.
Yeah, and
overalls,
look how different it is, right, from release.
I can tell you that, like, if something in gameplay changed with the philosophy of the new developer, he is very against, like, you know, changing a lot of stuff because he has, like, I think he has a plan. He has a plan in place, and he's trying to exercise it over not just one game, but multiple.
Yeah, right? And I've been trying to say, like, any feedback I give in there, which has turned extremely minimal, has been, like, I am not asking for a patch, opening the discussion for future, you know, game titles, right? Like, whenever I talked about the goalies with the animations, right? So the main thing's been, like, the game changers complained, and now the goalies or the cross crease. Like, anytime I've given feedback this year is like, hey, what do you guys think of this? I think this is overpowered. Are we able to look into this for NHL 24? Are we able to talk about it at least, or evaluate how people feel? And that's been my feedback. Like, it hasn't been like, the hell are you guys doing? Change this shit. Like, it's never like that.
I'm even, like, out on talking about game. I find gameplay to be so subjective, and because it's 1v1, there's like a list of like who you want to blame when you lose.
Yeah, right? It's never me.
It's on you.
It's never me,
exactly.
Dude. I've never lost a game.
I feel that too. I do it too on stream. Like, I'll lose a game where the goal, like, the result is not my fault, but the play where I lose the puck up at the up behind the goal line of my opponent where I made a really bad pass, I'll ignore. But then it's like some busted, you know, nonsense that ends up in my net, and that's clearly EA's like doing. But I don't want to talk about like what happened. So like it's so that's why I don't give a lot of my feedback on gameplay anymore, because you know you'll never please everyone with it. The wrap, like when people talk about glitch goals, this is a good topic. I want to keep talking about the meta, but
that's fine. It all ties together, I think.
We haven't gotten into the meat and potatoes of the meta, I don't think. But glitch goals at a certain level, because you only control one player on the ice. Like, I'd like to get your opinion on this, Padre. So when you get your when you only play one player on the ice, it's very difficult because defensively is where you see it, because you can just sit there, right? And your AI will do a lot of the work, because for the most part, I feel like the most challenging thing with defense in NHL 23 is to try and fight with your AI to get him to stay in the right spot. Like, I don't know what it is, but your far side defenseman always wants to go to the strong side. Like, there's so many times where in the middle of the play, I literally just have to switch to my backside defenseman and drag him back to that guy to cover him, and then switch off and try to keep attacking. But yeah, like, you get a lot of players who just sit there, and it leads to a very, like, boring. There has to be something to counter that, right? Like, in NHL 22, there was none of it. So, there was no... It was easily the game that had the least amount of glitchy goals.
Yeah, and defense was so much easier. Like, that's the thing. Exactly. With the wiggle stick and, like, you never lost speed. Like, that game was boring because defense was so easy.
Exactly. And what ended up happening was a lot of the games, like, more games that I personally experienced, but more games that, like, just people in general resulted in a hockey goal, which a lot of people enjoy because they want, you know what I mean? A lot of it was, like, a shot, rebound, something, like, you know what I mean? It was very like that. There wasn't anything that was, like, technically in game that you pulled off that was impressive that ended up being, you know, a result of you winning. But I think that some of those shots, like the short side one at the bottom of the faceoff dot, if someone's not going to challenge you and fades completely into the middle and allows you to take those shots, right? Like, I'm almost, like, okay with some of them. The wrap one is pretty bad, though. Because the ease of it, right? Like, we talked about the Geimer one. For anyone who doesn't know what the Geimer goal was, was it last year?
Yeah, it was last 21? Year. It got patched, like, within a week or something.
It was early on last year, though.
Yeah.
Basically, what you did is if you went behind the net and you're on the backhand, and you got to the trapezoid line, like where the trapezoid line hits the boards, all you had to do on your backhand, so the puck is almost on the boards, is you would just flick up and they would shoot like a backhand shot at the goaltender, and the goaltender would come off the post a little bit. And it required nothing. It required you to just go there and flick up. At least this one, to an extent, there's a button involved because you're basically flicking up behind the net while holding A. But you got to get in position for it, I guess, a little bit while moving.
Yeah.
There's a little bit more to it, but it's still like...
So this is easy now. Like, this is easy to defend. It's just that it's all anybody's going for because, yes, like, a lot of plays that should result in goals don't go in. Like, I...
One-timers being completely null and void.
Yeah, dude. And it's, like, so often, it's, like, good hockey plays, wide-open one-timers. Like, you make three passes, tic-tac-toe, and the goalie just makes a crazy desperation save.
Padre, have you scored a one-timer from the face-off dot?
No. And... My backdoor sauces, which were one of the few things I know they were very, like, arcadey and video game-ish, whatever you want to call it.
I think they're sick.
Nothing was better than a nice crispy marinara sauce.
I love
backdoor. It. Now it's like my tippins are what I get excited about, and it's so sad to say that. Guy, another thing that needs to be patched.
Competitively, it's tough.
It's tough. It's tough. Another thing that needs to be patched, and this is, like, I don't know how anybody could argue this. Why are computer penalties in the game again? I don't understand that.
There was a reason.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
Oh, no, you go ahead.
I was just saying, I was playing again today, and, like, I'm in the corner of my guy, and all of a sudden I'm like, what did I get a penalty for? I didn't even hit anything. I didn't poke anything. Oh, Jared McCann got a penalty. He's over on the right side of the ice. He's just bumping the crap out of somebody. It's like, okay, well, like, what, you know, I don't understand that. You know what I mean? Like, why is that in the game? I don't get it.
I think I might be wrong. I think it's because they added, like I said, I could be wrong here. I think it's because they added the Zegras into the game, right? The flip. And in order to add the flip, you have to turn on auto bat-ins for the AI.
That really?
Turning on the auto bat-ins, I believe, has a effect of also turning on some other auto things for the AI. I think that's it. I'm not 100% sure. Don't quote me on it.
That sounds very 50-50. Tinfoil hat, but...
There, so...
Did this come up in conversation?
This came up in conversation at one point, and I don't know if this was the reason why. There was something that was turned on in the game, I believe, and that caused the AI to take, like, so we've noticed and we've seen it in the games where the net comes off, right? Like, that has happened.
Yeah, that's
very rarely that happens. There's some other things that happen, and I think it's around some of the new additions to the game. Because, like, I was streaming this week in Padre, same thing that happened to you happened to me. I got a penalty, and I'm like, guys, can you tell me, like, what happened there? Because, like, I have no idea what happened.
Yeah, I my guess, again, so they're trying to make gameplay uniform. So I think it might be just, like, for offline, like, your CPU will take penalties when you're playing franchise mode. Like, you know when, like, you choose simulation, arcade, those gameplay slider types when you first start the game? That's my guess. I could be completely wrong there. But I think that what might be. Because that's awfully tough. It's not like it was back like in NHL 18 though, that or 19.
No, those were bad because you can, like, if you just turned your back to the AI, you would take a penalty.
They would trip. Yeah, they would get a penalty. No. It is frustrating though. And again, I think so. Let's talk about. I personally am finding enjoyment from tip shots for two reasons. One, everyone plays collapsing protect net, so I'm all for trying to, as much like the glitch goal, like the glitch rat, like the wrap. If you're going to sit there and not defend it, right, and it is wide open, that's on you. It shouldn't be the only thing you go for, and eventually you should be able to get stopped. But if everyone plays collapsing protect net, there's a way to set up tips, and I find that satisfying. Mm-hmm. But competitively, it's brutal because the setup requires some skill. It requires vision because you can't just blindly shoot because you're going to waste possession of the puck, which is why not a lot of pro players will do that ever, other than like Junior Pens and probably Padre. But like now when you aim for tips, like you got to wait for someone to be on the left or the right of the goaltender, their sticks, like, you know, horizontal, but there's no control manually of that player with the stick for the tip in. So that's where I think that competitively it's kind of not ideal.
Is that why you switched back to overhead camera?
A little bit, yeah.
I was going to say, I noticed that the other day when I came in the stream. I'm like, oh, Sleazy's playing on overhead.
Like, I'll be honest with you. Like, when I play, and it's probably at a detriment, like, because I give up puck possession. It's not like it's the end-all, be-all and the best way to play. I find it super satisfying in this game, though, to watch your centerman, which is why I think overload is the best strategy in the game this year, to sit when he sets up in the middle and he gets in a position and then you fire your shot, not for the goaltender. Like, I don't even look where the goalie is,
mm-hmm.
like at all. I'm not looking for it at all. I'm waiting for my centerman or winger, whoever's up there, to be in a battle or turn around to look at me. And I fire my shot either on the ice, depending on where he's aiming. And when it goes in, it's just so satisfying. But like competitively, man, it's rough because there's no control. Like, you control the play and the getting in that position, right? But because there's no manual tips, it's like, man, you're just hoping to get lucky.
So the weird thing about the tips, though, and I don't know if you've noticed this, I find so many of them result in, like, hitting the post and dying on the goal line.
A lot of them, dude.
Right?
Yeah,
and that's
just chaos.
No, but it seems weird, like, it happens too much, yeah. You know? Like, there's, like, some kind of, like, dead zone in there where, it, like, hey, that puck should be in the net.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Yeah, like, there's probably, like, an optimal place for it. Something that I've noticed is that someone in my Discord, he was screaming about this for like since last year too. And I don't think I understood it. I think his name is Toby. So Toby, if you're listening to this, I think it was you. But he told me that there was a way to like the whole manual tip thing is hilarious because that doesn't exist in the game. I apologize. We've gone to the developers, the people that make the game and code the game. There is no button that controls the player that tips the puck. Okay. But there's ways to manipulate getting a tip shot. So if you L2 at the point ever so slightly, right? So you'll open up, right? Which is very dangerous because when you open up at the point and there's someone right there, it's a poke check and it's a breakaway. But if you do it slightly and fire it, it seems that like the puck is tipped a bit better.
Yeah.
Or tipped oh, it is.
Or it is. It's so weird. I found that out the one night with like Nathan. We were just like in a versus game or something for like 2 hours, like, and then I started skating backwards, holding an L2 and like firing it. It's like all of a sudden my guys are tipping the puck.
Yes.
I'm wondering if it's because technically it's called vision control, like what you're doing when you're hitting, when you're holding down L2. And I'm wondering if that like it signifies the player in front, mm-hmm. that like you're trying to like look,
but there's
it almost draws yeah, attention. But like, I don't
yeah,
know,
but like, it's so weird that there's like nothing. Like, how would you even find that out, right? Besides trial and error, but there's like no documentation or anything anywhere. It's like, and I don't think EA could tell us, like, oh yeah, that happens. You know, like, I don't think they could like give us confirmation on that.
I don't either. And what stats go into that? You know,
right.
that's the one like thing about NHL that I've always had a problem with is I've been kind of like a nerd about the like abilities, like the or sorry, the stats, like attributes. Because now in game they're stated what they actually do. Like in ESHL, you can find like a glossary of like terms that was never in the game. And I remember there's a lot of game changers that argue to have that in there. But some of it doesn't even make sense. I mean, we've seen it now this year with the hut rush thing where you have to get wrist shots. Nothing registers as a wrist shot. Like, very few. You have to pull it back, stop skating. So you're in a glide. You have to, you know, it is very, very precise to get a wrist shot or the game to quantify it as a wrist shot. So that leads me to believe if everything is a snapshot, what attribute does that impact?
You would assume your wrist shot power. You would assume that. I know. I would bet money on it, but it might not be true.
No, it might not be. Like, there's no way to, and that's frustrating because I want to know why. Like, I want to know what attributes, like, what is strength impact?
Yeah.
You know, because it's a modifier. It's not an actual thing. It improves like your balance and your ability to hit and all of that.
We used to think it might impact face-offs, right, Padre? Wasn't that the conspiracy for a while?
I also think like strength is put in the game just to raise overalls. Like, honestly,
100%.
And going back to what you said about like wasting a zone entry or wasting zone, you know, zone time by just flicking a turd. I'll be honest. I've watched Grant. I've watched top guys that never flicked a turd or a DDD in their like lives. I feel like, and they're doing them. So if they're doing them, I think they realize, okay, I could sit here, and I would like to watch Rex play. I haven't been able to play him this year. He's on old-gen Xbox.
It's going to be fun to watch him play Eki.
Yeah, and we'll see what he does, because Rex is notorious for just eating up the zone and looking for the perfect backdoor.
One-timer.
Yeah, and now, one-timer. I mean, dude, he was hitting freaking, you know, one-timers in the corner in GWC, and, like, that's a little egregious, I would say, but, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, I think you're going to, if it stays like it is, you're going to see dudes in GWC as you're getting knocked out by just back skating and flicking a shot on net and then going in. I mean, it's crazy, man. It's a weird time.
Here's the thing, though, because like that, it always counterbalances that. So everyone for the last, like, since the skill zone, I say this every year. I don't think a lot of people realize what the skill zone actually is, because when you control your right-handed defenseman and you're staying where the right-handed defenseman should be, not moving because you're covering the back door, let's say, that doesn't mean your skill zone. That means that you're literally controlling your right-handed defenseman and you're keeping him where he should be. Taking a winger and bringing him into the middle and not moving is that's what skill zoning is, right? So, like, and what happened was in NHL 18, when the AI would auto pin along the boards, which was like, I would love to go back and experience how bad that was.
Yeah.
Because everything was high aggressive. You put everything on high aggressiveness because you want your AI to go and attack, and you could just sit there, because if you got close to the boards, your AI would just pin them up along the boards. But then when they removed that by taking away all of that, they don't auto pin, they don't take penalties in 19, everyone went to collapsing protect net. And I'm wondering, as this year goes along, do we see staggered from pro players?
See, I still don't think we will, just because like the wrap's so effective and like ugly goals and close are so effective.
Yeah,
for sure. I think we might see a mix or maybe an adjustment to certain players that like do it. But as long as that people are running collapsing protect net, like, you have to be aware that that is something that if you don't take your winger and attack them, like, that's on you, right? Like, you have to defend that, right? And Or just like block it.
I switched to contain because Kesso was saying that he uses it, and I was just gonna try it out, and I kind of like it. I don't really know what it does yet because I've only used it for 4 games, but I maybe it's, you know, maybe
that's what I've used for like 2 years in a row now. I like it more than the protect net.
Okay, yeah. So that's interesting. It would be kind of funny, Slee, since you know you do this for a living and you have like the time to do it on stream. It'd be kind of cool to see you go back and play last year's game just for like a game or two and be like, I don't know, just see if you enjoy it more, like, because you can score backdoor again. And if it feels nice to be able to...
Maybe, yeah. I hated 20.
I know. I just, after going from this, though, it's so different where you, like, you know, you just feel like you set up a nice play, and you're like, oh, it's wide open, and you get punished sometimes.
I'll be real, because I've... The problem is that, like, I haven't even gone for those. Like, how many times have you seen, like, a one-timer open that you just do not, you just curl back behind your net? Or, like, you go to the point now. Like, do you guys even look for that? Because the backdoor goes in. They just have to be real close to the net.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it goes in. But it's the one-timer, like, Ovechkin. Like, you know what I mean? Like, those ones.
I miss those, too. Yeah, I miss those.
I just completely ignore it because I don't even, and I don't take one-timers to my defensemen. I find that they catch and release for some reason. I don't know if you're noticing that at all.
It makes me think that too. I wouldn't even mind because, and this would just, you could say this is the next factor ability. 1T, the guys that are good at it in real life, Ovechkin, Stamkos, every team has guys. Like, I mean, like here's a random guy that was on Pittsburgh last year, Evan Rodriguez. Great one-timer. Not a lot of people know that unless you watch the Penguins or watch the Avalanche now. Vladimir Tarasenko. I skated with him for, I don't even know how many years, 10 years. He cannot take a one-timer. He has to choke up on his stick to take one. And this isn't even like, he has one of the greatest shots in the NHL, wrist shot though. I would like if it was like different, like this guy's really good at it in the game and you get rewarded for like, hey, that's Stamkos over there. I'm going to send it right over to him. And he blows him by the goalie. I don't know. You know what I mean? Something where
it's
there's
so funny because that's like 1T though, but like 1T doesn't work.
Yeah. Way. That's what I'm saying. A lot of guys, people don't realize taking a one-timer is an art. It really is. There's not a lot of teams.
Dude, Jaromir Jagr, one of the greatest goal scorers of all time, never took one.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot of guys that can't do it, and it's a skill. Like everybody thinks in the NHL, oh, every guy can do it. No, it's really there's certain guys that can't.
Kesser, are you taking one-timers from the point?
No, they're awful.
Okay. Are you seeing the catch and release thing? Or
no, so I'm not seeing it because I'm not taking them. There's no point. Okay, dude, there's no point in taking them, right? Because if you do the D2D. You have nobody in front of the net because by the time, because you have to wait until your guys get in front unless you do a D to D to D, right? So I don't like it.
The other thing I've noticed about like the gameplay so far is that short side wristers, like, you know, like the curl into the middle, what has been the go-to goal for like, you know, since like NHL 05, not really a thing. And we talked about this, like far side snipes are, if you watch, the goaltender will almost always overcommit to like a side. A lot, and you can fire these like low, really low far side shots that go in can like a ton from the
you
point.
Scored one of them. I was watching your stream for a few minutes. You scored a wrist shot, and I scored the same one where you like pass it to the, you know, D to D pass, and you just fire it low blocker side, and it goes in clean.
It's like if they're screened again. I think that this goes back to like what the game is like this year. And I think that's, like, what it is in sixes. Like, I haven't played a lot of sixes, but, like, I've noticed, like, that, you know what I mean? Like, the goalie doesn't go down a butterfly very fast. Or, like, so if he can't see the shot, it's like he doesn't go in. It's very different. And I've said this since the launch of the game. It's very different. And I'll take different, whether it's good or bad, over what we've had the last 10 years. Because it has been essentially the exact same. Like at the core, it's always been the short side wrister or the one timer, right? Like, and those are goals that go in real life. Like, I'm not discrediting that. I'm talking about my experience in the video game. I don't mind the gameplay currently. If you remove the wraps and the brutal finicky like random goalie animations that like I said, they just don't go down in the butterfly. It's like they're stuck when you're manually controlling a goaltender and. You've got to hit the R2 to go down to the butterfly. It's like they're not doing that when the puck is like just outside the crease.
Yeah.
If they took care of that, like I said, it's refreshing in the sense that it is different.
I agree.
But it is definitely.
I'll be right back. I'm going to go show. I got to go grab some real quick. I'll show you guys how a goalie should play. Hold on. You guys keep talking.
This is going to be
oversized great. Equipment.
I can't. Yeah. What piece of oversized equipment do we have today?
While Padre's gone, guys, don't forget this podcast is brought to you by GamerSaloon.com. We have to expect a GWC announcement at some point. When GWC is announced, the best place to practice, GamerSaloon.com. Do some wager matches against Regs, Gren, Polgs, the Duncan Deli. If you guys want to see all the top players, Aves is grinding. GamerSaloon.com, the link's down below. Sign up. Do some of the, you know, power hour matches or whatever they have. Like, you know, look on their social, see when they're doing them.
They'll give away free games.
Great site, great business, great guys.
Absolutely. Man, what is he going to get?
I hope he puts on everything. Oh my God.
Real quick.
What is that?
This... If you're in the crease in real life, in this game, the goalies, they stand there like this. They need to get down in the butterfly on their knees with their paddle down so they can cover the puck. For some reason in this game, they stand there like this, and it ends up going around their body. It's not that difficult. Just get down on the paddle and cover the puck. I don't know
why it's that animation.
And that's the problem.
They need you, but they don't have that animation.
I don't understand it.
You know what's really funny?
I had to get my ear to show it, because maybe if they see what I'm doing here, maybe they'll call me for like a mocap or something.
That's it, dude. You're the mocap guy.
This was so funny. I felt like we were one of those sports shows where they get the guys in the suits down there and they do their thing and they mimic the stuff.
But it's true. Like, the paddle down in the crease would alleviate a lot of the problems. That's the.
I feel like he's not wrong there.
The paddle down. I'm a big paddle down guy. Like, I'm an old school Johnny Quick. I know you don't like him, Sleazy. You think he's severely overrated. I get it. He's the king of the paddle down. And it's just battling in the crease. And I see goalies just standing upright all the time. And I'm like, what are they doing? But I had to get my stuff out just to make it a little funny.
You will not find that on any other NHL video game / hockey podcast.
No, it's true.
That was great. That was great, dude. All right, we're almost at, these always end up being so much longer than I think.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about squad battles. Your enjoyment of squad battles.
Yes. All right, so my wife had to leave all day yesterday. She's gone like 8 to 5. So it's just me and my daughter. We had a great day. We like read books. We read, you know, Clifford's Bath Time, which was amazing. Clifford
has a movie, which is very creepy, by the way, because
it's the CGI Clifford, which is crazy. Right. I saw the trailer. Yeah.
My wife throws movies on for summer for whatever reason.
A dog movie, of course.
Out there, and she was literally sitting there watching Clifford. I'm like, dude, that's a creepy ass.
Yeah. So we did a bunch of great things, but at some point, you know, she took a nap and stuff, and I was thinking, like, oh, you know, I have Hut Champs games to play, but like, I can't really play those. Like, what if she wakes up? So I'm like, I'm gonna play some squad battles. I got to tell you, I had fun. Not only could I pause.
Did you score the same goals?
No. It's not the same. So I did to get the 5 goals.
You went for okay.
Because
I got tips.
I did afterwards, right? Because
afterwards, yeah.
It was fun in the sense that like I wanted to try out Seeing Eye. I wanted to try out some things, and then I also wanted to try out some like different plays, like some deflection.
No more.
Sorry.
It's a very rare breed of dogs.
So he heard the Clifford talk, and he's like, "I got to get on this podcast."
Yeah,
he's like,
"This Clifford guy is ass." I think I woke up his slumber. I mean, these dogs sleep like 20 hours a day, and I walked in the other room, and he heard me get up. So my bad.
Yeah. So yeah, it was great. I had a fun time playing squad battles. 10 out of 10 would recommend.
Okay, here's my actual take. If you are someone that grinds for GWC, okay. This is going to sound crazy because it's going to fight all of your, like, your intuition and the way that you want to play. If you play 20 games of Hut Champs and you're in Division 1 or 2, unless you don't have a job or it is you have 40 hours available
or,
to you.
Yeah, like, or you don't have, like, a relationship or, like, there's the whatever.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
You're at that stage of life. We've all been there at some point. If it is not advantageous to play rivals, because once you were in Division 1 and 2, it's percentage. So a percentage of the player base in that, those guys grind more than anyone else. More than anyone else, the best players, they always just play the most, which makes sense, right? Like that isn't like a, you know, crazy thing to think about. Until they change it to like a full, like, okay, you get to 30,000 points or 25 and you've hit ultimate. Until they do that, nothing's going to change. You should play your 20 Hut Champs games. It is more rewarding because you can get max squad battles, like top 100, fairly easily if you're able in Division 1 and 2 to get that.
Realistically, if you can get the 5 goals in the first period, which I think a lot of people can, like,
sit behind the net and not move.
You can sit, like, Rex posted a screenshot of where to sit in the offensive zone. You might have one on your YouTube channel, Sleeves, I don't know. And, like, I hit my points, and then the one game she woke up, like, I put my controller down. And like, that's it.
It's
the game's
that,
over.
Like, that's like, but like, yeah, like, it, and now you might not get top 100, but if you got Elite One, you're getting tradable cards as well as coins.
Yeah, how many coins do you get for that? Do you know?
I want to say it's like 25,000.
And then what? Do you know, like, what packs you get?
They're decent. Like,
but you might get like a decent jumbo Elite or something, right?
Yeah,
and it's tradable.
Not bad, man. Yeah, like rivals. If you can get ultimate, yeah, like, and you're in Division 1 or 2, that's nuts. But the problem is that you're not. You're going to get gold. Because I'm talking about the people that are good at the game.
It's so bad how it is right now. I
like,
last week,
how many times have you hit platinum?
I couldn't. So the game came out that first week. I played a ton. I didn't sleep that week, right? So I hit platinum, or like the second one. Ever since then, I've played a max of like 5 games of Rivals in 1 week. Two weeks ago, I got Iron. Last week, I got Silver because I played my Champs games and I played 2 to 5 Rivals games. Mm-hmm. This week, I've played 0 Rivals games. So like, I'm going to try to play a couple games to get the win streak rewards, but I'm going to get Silver again. So like, instead of getting those, like I might just play squad battles because I can do whatever.
Yep, exactly. Like, I feel like people don't realize the pause, the ability to pause the game and just go do whatever you're
and
doing.
And not play against people that, dude, that yeah, do the man, raps like, all the time, which I'm like, such a hypocrite because that's that was my whole thing up until 2 years ago.
Yeah, like, it's a much less stressed out version. Like, and I would try it. If you are in that portion of the player base that
if can't you're 30 and
diamond,
up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put on a Netflix show or something. Mm-hmm. Put on Hulu, whatever. Like, listen to Coffee and Chill.
There you go.
Yeah,
I 100% would recommend it. It's more rewarding.
Game or the World Series final game, I did it in inning 6-9, which shows you how boring baseball is, I guess, right now. But I had it on. I was watching the World Series. I was doing the Hut 23 to get the Terra Vine, and I was like, I put my whole lineup full.
Way easier to get those done, by the way.
Yeah, just stack your lineup with all the dudes, and I just, I scored a goal, went in the corner, and just sat there, and then watched the game. And then I would just do that through every period, and it made it go by a lot quicker just by having something on to watch. And yeah, I mean, the only thing, I guess, for me is just, like, I have to keep playing online. Like, you're not saying, like, you can't play online and do this.
There's
like,
a competitive aspect, yes.
I got to keep my, like, skills.
Interest.
Keep going, to keep them up to par, I guess, just because, if you just sit in the corner and score a goal.
Hey, squad battles is just my batting practice, I'm out there in hot champs hitting home runs.
The driving range, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
All right. Let's talk about, man, I want to fix Hut. Maybe we'll save that.
We kind of talked about a lot of the things we want fixed, though.
I did, yeah. Like, I'll be honest with you here. Like, the introduction of arcade and the different way to play Rivals, it's so funny because everyone on Reddit and on Twitter, they want to fight each other. When you don't realize, like, why are we fighting each other? Because we have to decide between two game types when there should just be more stuff to do in the game. And maybe with that's always been my thing, is that once crossplay is in, which is now, it's slowly getting there.
Oh, yeah, you can do ones. I'm sure everybody hopped on that this week.
I forgot that was legitimately a thing that you could do. But, like, I think that it allows them to put more stuff in the game. And, like, a new game mode, man, we can all agree, there is no shot that it is squad battles, Rivals, Champs, repeat next year.
Yeah, it's going to be. I'd bet money on it.
There's no way that there isn't something else.
There's so much to fix. Like, if you just add something else, it's just going to be another thing that's maybe not that wanted that's going to get dropped in a few years.
Like Draft Champs?
That was in the game and it sucked unless they actually put effort that into it.
And they didn't execute it correctly.
Yeah, they didn't execute it correctly, right? The only thing they could add that I'd be like, okay, if they add this thing, it'd be good, is like a moment system like MLB, right? You have the modes in the game that just need adjusted. That's it. They need adjusted. Work on what you have. If you're going to add one more thing, only do moments. Don't waste your time on Rush.
It's so funny because, like, I think that a moment system would liven up Hockey Ultimate Team more than anything else. Like, more than comp seasons. And I think that people don't realize it because they don't play MLB.
Dude, and have, like, it tied to the cards that come out. Yeah. Like, dude, moments.
Dude, you got to score. You got to get 6 points with Zibanejad in a period on Superstar. And, like, it... That would be nuts.
Did you guys see the McDavid going overtime last night?
Yes.
Yes.
You got to score in overtime with McDavid. That's it. It's a quick moment. It's 3-on-3. Boom. 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 Boom.
And maybe you get like a Hut Champs collectible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or something. Yeah. Like
2,000 coins, I think, even. Like, I know that's small, but like.
Yeah. That would allow them to do so much that would freshen up the game.
Yeah.
100% I agree on that. And it's crazy because people would be like, wow, they just offline. That'd be boring. It's like, dude. You have to think of it if they could do it daily, like if they could do it or old events, like you can come up with a Tabo Terra Vining card that came out with when you had to do like, score a couple goals like him. I always use my favorite one. I always use is the Sam Gagne 8-point game.
Yeah.
Like if you do that, you get Sam Gagne's 86 overall flashback card,
Yeah.
It just allows them to do a ton.
So. Dude, the flashback dynamic duo Ovi, have him as like 65 goal season or whatever it was, have different goals throughout the year. all that stuff. It'd be, you know, he probably had like a 4 or 5 goal game that season. Like, dude, you know, that's the final one.
We're coming up to like Winter National or whatever. Like the Christmas event is always international, I think, because the World Junior used to be then. If that's the case, what Winter National flashback card do you want? Can't say Chara.
No, that doesn't count. I feel like there was a good host of the 1 year. Was there?
I would say Datsuk.
He in the game
There's
still?
Crosby.
Is Datsuk in the game?
I don't know, actually. I don't think he is. I think it was a situation where he didn't resign into it.
What about like a Jack Campbell for Team USA?
He's not getting any prime time.
Maybe a Jordan Eberle for that World Junior he had.
And I think that's always used, though.
No, I'm just thinking of ones like in recent memory. I mean, Johnny K shootout. I don't know. There's like different.
From the old event, though, I'm talking about. Like how they did with Table.
Okay.
I don't know. Like the Datsuk one is the one that like, I think. Because all my memory goes back to the damn Chara. There was a McKinnon.
Yeah.
There was a Carl. Oh, God. It's so funny because Carlson deserves all the MSPs this year, and I've just,
dude, yeah.
We've had 4 years of him being
an MSP. I mean, MSP Hedman, stick him up. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I mean, we have his X Factor, right? So,
yeah.
Team of the Year is going to be interesting, too. I'm excited to see
I think we know 3 out of the 6, I would think, or 4 out of the 6.
Shesterkin and McDavid and Makar and Yossi, in my opinion,
are locks.
1,000% locks. Like, they can't even if they got injured.
The left winger, I think it's going to be Huberto or Goudreau, and I think the right winger is going to be Marner and Kane. I'm just basing off of points and then just, like, playoff stuff. I'd be surprised if they went back to Rantanen again. I really would be.
They have to make it where it's, like, not, like, just locked on left wing. And
I have a feeling it's not.
No, just really? Because, like, if that's the case, Matthews will always be screwed out, right?
Team of the year is clearly a marketing thing. Like, it is clearly... Because they do like the special skates or like whatever the team, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's clearly like an event for the NHL too. It's not just like team of the season where it's like the best cards from that or the best players from that year. So I think they're really shooting themselves. They're running into an issue where it's basically Makar and McDavid. They, no matter how good the other players are, Matthews won like every award.
Yeah. Right? That's true.
But McDavid is still the team of the year center.
But it has to be. But if you did Marner, you still get the Toronto fan base. If you do Chicago, you still get, you know, Patrick Kane, you get Chicago. I mean, I think Goudreau isn't a bad one for left wings just because he had so much publicity this offseason.
Do you think his start to this year, though, kind of like hampered those chances?
Johnny Goudreau? I don't know. I mean, he hasn't been that bad. Their team's atrocious. Sorry, Nasher, but you guys are terrible.
Their team is.
Really, I mean, he's got 18 points in 18 games.
That's not bad. Like, I mean, like, yeah, it's definitely good.
New NHL, it's not like
with Boone Jenner as your centerman.
He's not. I like Boone.
He's a hard worker, but
he's a very like Craig Smith type player.
If it's not position locked, who are the three forwards?
Matthews,
McDavid, David, and who's the third?
McKinnon.
Is it McKinnon? Because playoffs too. Everyone forgets it includes playoffs.
Yeah. So Stanley Cup and yeah. I think it's McKinnon.
I think that's got to be it. Because like I think that they're like I said, like it's a marketing thing. Like obviously McDavid gets it, but like the fact that Matthews isn't or wouldn't because not just because of the Toronto thing, like accolades, like he earned, like, you know, he had a 60 goal season, like, and he's not a team of the year player. Like, I don't know.
Right.
But that'll be good. All right, guys, that is going to do it for episode 56 of Coffee and Chell. Thank you guys again for listening and tuning into to every week. We like seeing your comments, good or bad. I mean, I love it when you flame Padre, so make sure you let him know all of your displeasure with all of his takes. However, the goalie animation one, the live action, I think that you deserve some props for that. But
that was amazing.
All right, guys, it's been good, and we'll see you next episode. Have a good one.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.